A message on Twitter is known as a tweet.
And when a bird does that, it seems rather sweet.
But her spouse may well find that he ends in defeat
if she tweets right at him when he's starting to cheat.
Scientists are studying the sounds a particular bird makes when she thinks her mate is about to stray.
Could be described as adultery. I mean, we use the word polygamy in the world of evolutionary biology and behavior.
That's Natalie Seddon, a researcher at the University of Oxford. She co-authored a study on the complex musical patterns of the Peruvian warbling ant bird. It's a small tropical creature with black and white feathers on its head and red streaks on its sides.
It's about 3 inches long, but they have big voices, which is why they're such fun to study.
When male and female ant birds are a happy couple, they sing a duet.
The first part of what you heard was the male singing. In this species, it's always the male that sings first and the female that answers. So he'll sing and then she'll answer and then there'll be a small pause, then he'll sing again and she'll answer again. That's a duet.
Unfortunately, divorce is quite common among Peruvian ant birds. A single flirtatious female can turn their musical relationship on its beak. If the wife ant bird catches her husband singing to a potential mistress, she belts out a complex countersong.
She won't let him sing. So the male got out maybe 3 or 4 notes there in the first song, and this very, very excited, slightly high-pitched female came in very, very quickly. And so he would stop singing if she interrupted him. She would then sing her song, and as soon as she'd finish, after a very small gap, he would immediately continue singing his song again. But then the female interrupts again. So in the very end, the male finally gets his full song out and you hear this kind of like ju-ju-ju-ju at the end, which is the end of his song. Okay, he's pretty cross.
Here she comes, that little town flirt.
This disharmony can go on until the male flies the coop or the rival female gets the message that this guy is taken. Natalie Seddon sees the elaborate duets of the Peruvian ant bird as evidence of a complex social structure, and she says studying their songs could provide insight into how music developed in humans.
When the members of a group, say, you know, a group of early humans are wanting to cooperate over, say, defending a territory against another group, they would perhaps harmonize or coordinate their signals. So music may have arisen both through cooperation and conflict.
Natalie Seddon is a researcher at the University of Oxford, and the study she co-authored on the ant bird appears in Current Biology. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
With that loop.